This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've heard Secretary Cardona say this over and over again. You know, people do talk about going back to normal, and I've heard Mr. Secretary say, you know, normal wasn't working out so well.
Why can't I be normal? Yes, me too. I want to be normal. Normal.
And so the goal in my mind is not to go back to normal. The goal is to build a very different new normal.
A brave new world.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The critics, who have not been stepping up to support working people, would like to throw out all these red herrings.
What kind of fish have you got today?
Blue fish, sailfish, tarpon, if you wish, swordfish, whitefish, herring, gefilte fish.
This hate-fueled agenda, this MAGA Republican agenda.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy.
These folks are evil.
They're not human.
Very bad. Very, very, very bad.
Don't be rude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Can we have quiet here? Can we have quiet here? The magic eight ball cannot communicate with the spirit world unless we have some quiet here. Now, as everyone knows, this was the hometown of Ted Kennedy. This is Hyannis, Massachusetts, Barnstable. And he went to two places. One was called the Quarter Deck. You can still see the sign up above the Quarter Deck that says no Kennedys. And then there was Bud's Country Lounge. We are here today in Bud's Country Lounge, now known as Gannon's Tavern. So I have with me the magic eight ball, and we're going to try to conjure up the spirit of the man who consumed so many spirits here. The magic eight ball, is he here? Magic eight ball? Magic eight ball is getting good vibes. So I'm going to ask the question, Senator, quiet everybody. Senator, if you are here amongst the living this afternoon, can you give us a sign? Oh my God! The lights are flickering in here!
Is that you, Senator Dodd? It's Rudolph Murdoch's old crony. The one who called me Fat Boy. What the hell do you want?
Senator, you're here! You're back! You're back! Senator Kennedy, it's great to have you here, back at Bud's Country Lounge, now known as Gannon's. Happy Labor Day. But I gotta ask you.
Yes, damn it. I'm just trying to get the waiter's attention. Garcon, double shivers over here, please. Don't stint on the poor. Damn it. Who do you have to Mary Joe around here to get a drink? Seems like I've been yelling for service now for 13 years. It's like the waiters and barkeeps can't even see me. Garcon.
I don't see him, but he's here. Senator, do you have any favorite memories from the old days at Bud's Country Lounge?
I remember the time I brought Senator Byrd here. I went in to powder my nose. And then when I came out, he had thrown the white tablecloth over his head. And was carrying the candle like a torch. Good times. Sheets and I still hang out regularly down here.
A A lot of burning going on, not so much crosses, though. Senator, what's the weather like down there?
RM, your damn carbon credits aren't going to fix the intra-global warming down here. RM, it's so hot that I have to go sans culottes. RM, shut up, Frank. RM, it's the only song he knows down here.
Senator, since you've been gone, as Aretha Franklin would say, they put up a new institute for the Senate in Dorchester. Have you visited yet? It's always empty. Nobody wants to go there, and they have to keep taking more and more millions in taxpayer money. It's like it's Ukraine on Boston Harbor, the way they're funneling money at it. What should they do to make the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the Senate a bigger tourist attraction?
RM, well, they need to put in a carpool lane, RM, and turn the snack bar into a Hooters. RM, oh, and have a Kennedy car show every week. RM, you know, take the tourists out in a glass-bottom boat so they can see my old cars, RM, and my girlfriends in the harbor. Waiter, RM, waiter, I've changed my mind. RM, bring me a triple gin buck. RM, hold the buck.
I can't believe we've got him here. Tomorrow is primary day, Senator. You used to work, well, in quotation marks, in the Suffolk County District's Attorney's Office in Boston. What do you think of that fight, especially of all these allegations of sexual abuse against one of the candidates, Carlos Arroyo?
RM, that's just what some girl said. RM, no charges were ever filed. RM, has he done a DNA test? RM, I wonder if he's an off-brand Kennedy. I mean, RM, he dropped out of high school, just like I dropped out of Harvard, so to speak. RM, if only I had said I was taking care of my mother, RM, it might have kept me out of the army after I was kicked out. RM, I mean, dropped out of Harvard.
Another question, Senator.
Damn it, RM, I'm not sticking around here if I can't get me a drink. RM, that's not a Bud's Country Lounge anymore. RM, what happened to Bud? RM, I haven't seen him for an eternity. RM, I gotta get out of here, though. RM, I'm meeting Marilyn Monroe, brother-in-law, and Pops Kennedy for a roast tonight. A roast, get it? Hey, Pops, RM, can I borrow the keys to Mom's Delmont? RM, I need to go for a sandwich. RM, a waitress sandwich.
The lights are flashing again. I think the magic eight ball came through. Let's hear it for the magic eight ball. He delivered Ted Kennedy. (844) 500-4242. Thanks so much to Senator Kennedy for stopping by to visit us here on Labor Day. Perhaps we can do this again next year on Labor Day, or someday in the summer. Anyway, 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Try not to let this destroy your faith and the integrity of the hip-hop movement, but there is a rapper in the Maritime Provinces. You probably didn't know that they had rappers in Canada, in the Maritime Provinces, but they do. They have a guy, and they did have a guy, but he is not coming down for breakfast. He was stabbed to death. He's from Nova Scotia. What's going on in this world when Nova Scotia rappers are getting stabbed to death? His name is Pat Stay. Pat Stay is joining Ted Kennedy tonight at the roast.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes. Eminem has been leading the tributes to him. Pat Stay is definitely one of, if not the best. So he's I don't know what happened, but it happened in Nova Scotia. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Millions of Americans are waking up to a country they no longer recognize. And while they struggle to raise their families and pay the bills, the media and corporations are telling them that they're wrong. They're telling them what's wrong with the country. Thankfully, there are some companies that still believe in America and our Constitution. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone company, is on the front lines, fighting for the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. That's why Patriot Mobile is different from every other provider out there. Inflation has made it really hard on many Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost every budget, and they offer the same great nationwide service as all the major carriers offer. Get the same great service, plus the knowledge that your money is supporting the values that made America great and will again. It's also very easy to transfer over to Patriot Mobile. They will walk you right through it if you call 972-PATRIOT. And if I can do it, you can do it too. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the special code Howie and get free activation. And again, it doesn't take you very long. Special discounts are available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Howie, PatriotMobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you prefer as the GOP candidate for governor of Massachusetts? A successful businessman or a failed politician?
A successful businessman.
94% say a successful businessman.
Okay, well, we just had Ted Kennedy with us. I said, since you've been gone, as Aretha Franklin used to say, and someone that just immediately texted me in and said, it was free to paint Band of Gold, but no one's going to call you on it. Really? Really, 917? It was free to paint? Does this sound like free to paint to you? Since you've been gone. Sweet, sweet baby. That's by Aretha Franklin. Since you've been gone. Not free to pain. No one's going to call you on it, though. I don't mind getting corrected if I make a mistake, but I don't like getting corrected when I know something. It's like can't buy a thrill. That's a Bob Dylan line. So that was Steely Dan. Yeah, Steely Dan stole it from Bob Dylan, okay? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We are here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, Massachusetts, and we want you to come on down and have a good time here this afternoon. And it's Labor Day, and happy Labor Day to everyone. Tomorrow is Election Day, and you can... You can just enjoy it. Get ready to vote tomorrow. It's going to be a rainy day in a large part of the state, but you should still try to get out. 844-500-4242. It's kind of strange the way Brandon comes on to young kids. Mostly young girls, but sometimes young boys, too. I think he prefers to sniff young girls' hair, but he sometimes touches nails inappropriately as well, as you may know. So today he was up to his usual creepy stuff. I mean, you'd think if, you know, after the Ashley Biden diary came out, you would think that he would, you know, be walking away from some of this stuff. And you know, she said in that diary that now they're trying to indict everybody from Project Veritas on the FBI. that he was taking inappropriate showers with her up to the age of 11. I wouldn't mention any more kids if someone said something like that about me. But then I'm not to mention Joe Biden. Cut number two.
And I want to start by saying any child under 12 years of age deserves a little extra ice cream or something for doing this. This has got to be the most boring thing in the world for you, honey. But we're going to work something out for you, I promise.
Is that how you get them, Joe? Ice cream? That's some of the priests. I think it was Father Birmingham in the Archdiocese of Boston. That was his MO. Ice cream. Some of you boys want to go out for an ice cream? And it was okay, but you just didn't want to be the last boy that he dropped off. Because he was probably dropping something else off other than the you and the ice cream. 844-500-4242. How about a little more yelling from Joe? Cut 12.
You can't do it without the best ports. You can't do it without the best airports. You can't do it. I'm not going to go on, but the point is, you can't do it.
You know, my point is, when it comes to the infrastructure, Joe, you can't do it. It's pretty clear, isn't it?
No.
Is that a real cut?
A real cut. Yeah, I said that today.
Wow.
Let me hear that one again.
No.
He sounds like the old man, Joe Kennedy, after the stroke.
There was a perfectly timed protester when he got to the part about, these MAGA extremists. Then there was an outburst from the crowd. Very convenient. So he said, no, let him go. I've started to notice that when he gets to that part of the speech, there's always one protester who erupts. It's very strange.
Are you saying this is like the Fed surrections that they have, where everybody shows up like dressed up in clone outfits, and they're all even kids?
No.
You know what was his favorite song in the 50s? There's no question about it. He's mentioned it now twice in 2 weeks. It's from the Coasters, Along Came Jones. I forget who he said it about the first time, but now he's brought it up again today. Talking about the senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Cut 25.
And then along, remember that song, Along Comes Jones? And then along comes Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
He didn't even get that right. It's Along Came Jones. I mean, this should be in his wheelhouse. The song was made 65, 70 years ago. He should know this. 844-500-4242. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Great show. Read Kennedy Babylon and a lot of inside scoops that I'd never even heard of before. And I was wondering if you could confirm a rumor for me. When Jackie Kennedy passed away, and I know that Rose Kennedy outlived her, that when they went to Rose and told her about Jackie's passing, is it true that she said, was Teddy driving?
That's a bad joke. I don't think Rose was compos mentis at that point, so it's obviously just a joke. And there's another time, this is supposedly a true story, that one time it was a special day for Rose. I don't know if it was Easter or her birthday or something. And she said, where's Teddy? And someone said, he's in Virginia. And Rose said, Virginia? I never heard of her. Now that's supposedly...
And then a long day.
It's, again, it's a long came Jones, not a long comes Jones. But, hey, it's Brandon. It's Brandon. And what are the chances that he knows who sang the song? The chances on that are slim, fat, and none. And slim and fat just left time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Come on down to Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. Give yourselves a big round of applause, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.
No. Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call here this afternoon. We are broadcasting live from Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Everybody having a good time here? Come on down. You know, the judge ruled today that there can be a special master in the to examine the documents in the all the boxes that they took out of Mar-a-Lago. I don't think that's going to mean a lot, but I'm glad President Trump got a victory on that one because you know the Justice Department, the FBI were out of control. But I tell you what, I want to talk about this student loan bailout. It's not a forgiveness. It's just a transfer of a payment from people who didn't want to pay, deadbeats, to people who didn't incur the debts. I mean, this is like, you know, if you're, you know, your neighbor bought a nice new car that you couldn't afford to buy this, I don't know, just pick a nice car, a nice SUV, a nice truck, an F-150.
A Range Rover,
whatever. And you, an Escalade. And you're just going, damn, I'd like to have that car instead of my Nova or my Hyundai. And then all of a sudden, the government announced, guess what? We've decided that you are going to pay for your neighbor's Escalade. And you say, wait a second, but I have a Hyundai. That's tough. You're paying for your neighbor's Escalade. This is so amazingly, astoundingly unfair. But it's worse. It's worse than this. There was an editorial in the New York Post that went over this. People are starting to put all this, all these proposals together. They're reading the fine print. And the Post says in the editorial, the proposal to instantly write off up to $20,000 in individual loans for deadbeats is bad enough, costing the taxpayers north of $300 billion. But the rest of the idea is even worse. He wants the public to eat most all future student debt, too. Yes, part one is horrifically unfair. Folks who chose not to take out such loans or got them paid off or never went to college at all will be picking up the tab for college-educated borrowers with excellent incomes. Yet the rest of the scheme would make this injustice permanent. Listen to this. Biden would roll back borrowers' monthly maximum payments on undergrad loans to just 5% of discretionary income. So suppose you bought a giant house and you were you had to pay, I don't know, $15,000 a month, say, and all of a sudden they said, well, you know what, you owed $15,000 a month, but now you're only going to have to pay back $200 a month. I mean, how fair would that be? It would cut the amount of earnings considered discretionary. Then he would wipe out all remaining debt after just 10 years for many borrowers. I mean, this is already bad enough because if you're in public service, so-called, you get to write off the debt. So if you're making a minimum wage working in a mall, you don't get to write off your debt. But if you've got some big job at a college as the vice president of strategic initiatives, you're going to get to write it all off. I mean, we're setting up another dual class system here. We have a dual class justice system for Republicans and Democrats. Now we're going to have a dual class system for whether you have to repay your loans. The payment limit by itself is huge. The White House boasts it means, quote, no borrower earning under 225% of the federal poverty level will have to make a monthly payment at all. At all. And those, even those earning more than $50,000 right after graduation would face trivial payments, barely denting the principal before Biden sticks taxpayers with the bill. In short, this is a recipe for nearly free loans for an ever-increasing number of college boys and girls, courtesy of the general public. Until the public goes broke, that is. You know how much the Penn Wharton budget model? Penn, by the way, is where the fake Indian was a tenured law professor after she checked the box. It's also where Donald Trump went to college. The Penn Wharton budget model estimates the full plan could drive total costs towards $1 trillion. $1 trillion.
Howie, it's baked in. I don't know why you're getting so upset. It's already paid for. It's baked in. It's all good. Don't stress yourself out.
You know, if they were making these statements, not just to the Democrat operatives with press passes at the White House, they were making these statements to the Securities and Exchange Commission, they'd be up on federal charges. This is a bunko operation.
You know how much I'm reducing the deficit this year? $1,500,000 reduction in the deficit.
He doesn't know what numbers he's saying. He can't even read the numbers that people write for him. But we're supposed to believe his figures. Here's the key problem, as reasons Robbie Soave, S-O-A-V-E, explains. The taxpayer gives both universities and students an incentive to screw the taxpayers. Students don't have to care how much they borrow since they wouldn't have to pay back more than 5% of their quote-unquote discretionary income for just 10 years, no matter how high the balance. See, so if you're a babysitter, you're going to have to report all your money because they're going to track Venmos with these 87,000 new agents.
Those billionaire babysitters, at it again.
Those billionaire babysitters.
It's about time someone hold them accountable to pay their fair share.
But if you can say your discretionary income is under a certain amount, you don't have to pay any your student loans back. Guess who's going to be under the same level? Universities could then jack up tuition, knowing students could simply borrow more and more and more money to cover the upcharge and incur no additional cost to themselves. That's crazy. The New York Post says one possible way to contain the damage, cap tuition. Taxpayers would still wind up paying a fortune, but the system might not go haywire so quickly. Alas, Biden's plan barely pays lip service to this idea. Colleges have a moral obligation to keep prices reasonable, the White House says. These are Democrats have a moral obligation to do anything. Are you kidding me? 844-500-4242.
What about the schools? Don't they have an obligation?
Oh, inflation-adjusted tuitions have tripled over the past 40 years. That means taking inflation out. If you take inflation out, 40 years ago it cost $10,000 to go to Penn. Now it costs $30,000. That's inflation adjusted. And that's largely because of the government aid. With Uncle Sam chipping in, universities simply jacked up the prices. As for borrowers getting in value for their investment, instead many just get the liberal mush that fails to win them jobs paying enough to repay their loans. Do they care about this? It works great for the left, says the New York Post. Schools full of liberal faculty and staff rake in ever more cash while brainwashing kids to think like leftists, all with taxpayers footing the bill. Their only problem is it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable. And when it all comes crashing down, everyone suffers. But the thing is, they don't care. They don't care. I told you last week I had to call out to the institution formerly known as North Adams Normal. Then it became North Adams State. But that wasn't prestigious enough a name even to call it North Adams State, so it became Mass College for Liberal Arts. So I had to call the dean of, you know, with about three different titles. He combined three different titles under dean. And then he switched me over to the vice president for strategic initiatives. You know, why didn't I get a PhD? That was my mistake when it came to strategic initiatives. Because now, you know, I could be making, I don't know, $250,000 a year, and I wouldn't have worked since January of 2020. Because they all went home, and they've been telecommuting since then. And these colleges, they still want to keep the damn masks on. 844-500-4242. Someone says, this is, in essence, another example of what the savings and loan scandal is all about. Yeah, what this is the government guarantees the loans, so they're going to give out stupid money to stupid people. And the banks don't care because the lenders don't care because everything is guaranteed by the government. You know who the government is? Got a mirror? It's you and me. It's the people who actually work for a living. 844-500-4242. 781. Now people will get Escalades to carry more debt so the student loans will go bye-bye. You know, that's a good point. So if you splurge on credit cards or on a car or on anything, does that mean under the government definitions that they're going to drop that you have less discretionary income? So the more money you spend on Escalades, the less money you have to repay to the students, student loans. Everything is a scam. Everything in Brandon's America is a scam. 844-500-4242. What do you think of these student loans? Give us a call and whatever else you want to talk about. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy, he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Have you thought of buying someone the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier as a gift? I can tell you, that's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
And then along, you know, remember that song, Along Comes Joan? And then along comes Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
And then along did Joan.
How about along came Brandon? He was headed for the memory wing. The Easter Bunny was guiding him back to that at the long-term care facility. It just opened 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Very historic building, and it's been converted into a nursing home. It's an amazing thing. 844-500-4242. What do you think of these student loans? I mean, it's more ridiculous the more you learn about it. It's like everything else in this administration. They've got all kinds of scams. You know, it's like all the money for the Inflation Reduction Act. Now they don't even talk about inflation reduction because it's such a scam. They talk about it's going to help the climate. And the way it's going to help the climate is by giving money to community advocates in the environmental justice community, whatever the hell the environmental justice community is. 844-500-4242. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I question and a comment. The question is this deal, is it all done, or don't they have to vote on something like this? Or?
No, it's unconstitutional. That's the thing. They didn't vote on it. It's, you know, for something like this, Congress is supposed to make the appropriations. The executive is supposed to administer the appropriations, but it's patently unconstitutional. But he doesn't care, because by the time the Supreme Court gets around to hearing the case, you know, all the money will have been paid out. All the debts would have been forgiven. And he knows it. Go ahead.
Well, my comment is, these people that get their forgiveness on the loans, they should have to do something in return. I don't care if you join the National Guard for 2 years, or if you're a doctor, you give time so many hours a month in a hospital, or a lawyer pro bono.
George, would you like, you see the people that have been going on TV talking about how great they have it, people with purple hair and they got nose rings. Do you think they want them in the National Guard? Do you want people like that loading sandbags when there's a flood coming? I don't think so.
That should be a stipulation.
I agree. I mean, we were saying earlier, and I wasn't the only one who was saying this, what about a reverse GI Bill of Rights? You know, that people go into the military for now that they don't have a draft, I guess it's 3 years minimum. But switch it down to 2 years. If you want to go in for 2 years, 3 years into the military, you can pay down your debt. And it gets written off. But again, they're not going to do that, because do you want these people in the military? No. That's the whole thing. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Well, the return is vote for us. It's one way to buy 20 million plus votes in the swipe of a pen, Howie.
Yeah, but I mean, my question, Joe, is how many of these people are going to vote anyway? And number two, I mean, there's 330 million people in the United States, and they're going to, and 310 million of us are going to be stuck picking up the tab for the other 20 million. How does that work long term? I don't think that's a good strategy, short, medium, or long term, is it?
Voting places are going to be located in the colleges. They're going to herd them down there like cattle. And, you know, they're going to get their votes. And the prospect of having the rest of it wiped away, it's too good to pass up. They'll get them out there once they crank up the machine, Howie.
I hope you're wrong. I mean, they already do get them out there to vote a lot. I mean, I think that's why Maggie Hassan is a senator from New Hampshire, actually, because... If you take away the college towns in the state of New Hampshire, she loses to Kelly Ayotte back in 2016, and you know, they tried to tighten this up the same day voting in New Hampshire, but they really haven't done it yet. So I don't I hope they're not going to be able to get away with it, but maybe they are. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going to be right back in just a moment. We have Police Blotter Facts Friday, and we have so much more. Come on down to Gannon's Tavern. Give yourself Chump Line. The Chump Line, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.